not to blame at all. But I'm the one that pushed you away. Baby, if you knew I cared, you'd have never went nowhere.
Nowhere.
Well, I should have been right there.
And I wonder,
how do I breathe without you here by my side? How will I see when your love brought me to the timeline? Where do I go when your heart's where I lay my head? When you're not.
Contact. Are we?
I don't know. Is this working?
I hope so.
Are we even doing this right?
Are we on? I mean, we haven't done it in... Well, there's my voice.
Oh. Let's see. Does it work now?
Am I on? There I am.
Let's see if you stay on.
This is so horribly unprofessional.
You're like fading in and out right now.
Am I here?
You're there. Yeah, good. Morgan's saying...
She's giving a thumbs up?
She's giving us the green light.
We're good? Okay.
Wow. What an entrance right there. We just, like, made the biggest entrance possible, I feel.
I kind of felt like a radio version of the Kramer, like, bash the door Seinfeld thing.
Kramer...
Do you know what Seinfeld is?
I know what Seinfeld is,
okay,
yes.
You know how Kramer goes through the door? When he opens it, he just, like, bursts through.
Just
like stumbles
wild.
In. Just, yeah, wild and crazy. That's wild. What we just did in radio form.
All right. I guess somewhat that works, huh?
In my head, that's how it works.
All right. So, guess what it is today?
Monday?
Yes, Monday, Monday the 22nd of April.
Yes.
You know any significance of that?
It's Earth Day.
It is Earth Day.
Did you hug a tree today?
I hug a tree every day, actually.
Oh.
It's my morning ritual that I do every day, actually. So, yeah.
That's not something that I would say to people.
This is a radio that no one actually listens to, but,
hey,
you know.
We have, like, almost double-digit listeners.
Oh, almost. Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, there's... April 22nd in history fun facts, if you want to know, I pulled up.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, none of them are good. I mean, like, there's just a lot of reading, and it's just, like, not even worth it, I feel. Jack Nicholson.
Is it his birthday?
No.
Oh.
He was given an Oscar for his performance in One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
You know, life goes on. and he also got an Oscar for As Good As It Gets and several Golden Globes.
Ooh.
On this day, though.
Oh. You want to hear a fun fact about me?
Okay,
on this day?
Yeah.
Today, I broke my personal record for consecutive days lived. Did you get that? Did you hear that?
That was a good one, man. Oh, my God. My brain.
Pretty impressive, huh?
That was really impressive, actually. Here we go. Alright, actually, before I say mine, I'm going to tell you another random fact. Richard Nixon.
Yes?
Nixon served as vice president under Dwight D. Eisenhower and received only votes fewer than John Kennedy in this 1960s election.
How many fewer?
112,000.
Only 112,000.
He was president from 1969 to 1974. The circumstances of his resignation are too well known to need retelling here.
Oh.
That's what it says. This website's not helpful at all.
Doesn't sound like it.
All right. Also, I ran 2 miles today.
Two?
Joe Brown, this coming after a day I ran 2 miles.
Two straight days.
And then that coming a day before biking 10.
That's okay. Your legs are like on fire.
Right? Yeah, actually I biked 11 on Saturday, ran Sunday 2, and then ran today 2.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, the ankle's a little stiff. The Achilles might be falling off.
It sounds like you're making progress.
You know, well, 200 pounds, you know, you got to beat it somehow.
Yep.
Wow. This person's giving me sass over a text right now.
Who's giving you sass?
Just not about that life.
Who's giving you sass?
She's not listening. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, let's talk about softball.
Softball.
We haven't been able to talk about this much lately, but the Cougars are 10-8 in conference,
awesome.
And 13-18 overall. They currently are in fifth place in the Northern Athletic Conference.
Okay.
And they... Did they play today? They did not play today.
No.
They play...
Yesterday, and they play on Wednesday.
Wow, look at Joe Brown today with the facts.
I'm on top of things.
Wow! They currently have a losing streak.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They lost. That's... Yeah, I knew that, actually. But I mean, they're on a tear right now.
They're doing much better.
They're on a tear. I wish I could find their last 10. Oh, last 10. No, that's not their last 10. I don't see that random fact, but whatever. They are on a tear right now, so that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Sam DeFore. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
I saw her today with a wrapped knee. That was kind of concerning.
That's not good. She's, like, one of their best players.
Yeah. But I hear this Saturday, no, this Sunday, it looks like. It looks like this Sunday is senior day, or this Saturday. One of the two. They're either playing Maranatha or Edgewood. So,
okay.
So, yeah. I mean, they play North Park on Wednesday, and then they're at Wisconsin Lutheran on Thursday. And then they play Saturday and Sunday. They got a busy week.
They do. I don't know how teams like that... I couldn't handle playing that many games that often.
You're also a football player, and football is just like an abuse to the body.
Right. That's why I'm saying I don't know how I, if I could do that.
All right, all right. Touche. Now let's jump over to men's tennis.
That's okay.
All right.
Can you hear me when I'm like over here? I feel like I'm still coming in and out.
I feel like you are too.
It worries me.
I don't know if Morgan can hear it, but if she does, I hope she tells us, like, hey, Joe Brown's cutting in and out.
Like, let me know if there's a problem with my microphone, because...
Yep. She's obviously not paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, well. Where were we going with that?
Men's tennis.
Tennis.
Currently, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th place in the conference.
Okay.
2 and 5 overall. Nope, conference. That's their conference record. And 3 and 5 overall.
I never see them playing.
They play, I promise.
Do they? These aren't just made-up numbers.
These aren't just made-up numbers, no. They only have 2 matches left, and they're both at home.
I just got a text from someone saying that I am indeed cutting in and out.
Wow. Morgan, how do we fix this? He's cutting in and out.
She's shaking her head. She doesn't know.
She's not even listening. Oh, yes, she is. Awkward eye contact. You want the telephone number? It's 708-488-4242. Or if they live on campus, they could just dial 4242. Oh, you're welcome, Jacob.
Oh, thanks, Jake.
Oh, no problem, Joe. So, yeah, they play on Saturday, Lakeland and Concordia, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Home, 10 a.m. and 2.
Cool.
So, if you want to see them play,
I'll do that.
You could walk past their game.
I could go see it.
Right.
Live.
Because now you know what time. Now you know what time it starts.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. Before we touch on baseball, I really want to know, did you go see Cabaret?
I haven't had time. And I'm really mad because I heard it was outstanding.
And it's actually already over.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I thought you were saying, like, you haven't had time and you're going too soon.
No.
I was like,
no, yeah, I didn't have time and I am very disappointed that I didn't.
All right, I went and saw it twice, so I think that kind of makes up for it.
Okay.
And it was really good.
That's what I heard, that it was just a very well done...
It was.
What was it about, though?
This guy is about several guys, which it's kind of really funny because Concordia doesn't actually have that many guys.
Right.
So for a play to be about a guy and a girl, I mean, they did have a lot of love stories, and I mean, that is Concordia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like that's kind of weird, right? Because, I mean, this show has nothing to do with love stories. Are you in love with anyone? Sorry.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's an interesting question to ask on air.
Yeah, I should have probably asked you that in the timeout, huh? Wow, I think I'm going to shuffle through these promos. So yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah.
There was a lot of crazy things. I advertised it as like soft core, soft, you know, that word that we can't really say on the air.
What?
Soft
core.
No core. Just it sounds like core. Oh, you thought of it. Okay, good. And I advertised that to my freshman guys, thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to go
for
this.
They're definitely going to go for that.
And they didn't.
They went?
They did not.
They did not.
Like, I took, I think, 4 guys or 5 guys went for my whole entire floor of 25.
That's hilarious, because I would never guess that a bunch of freshman guys would not want to go see a musical.
I mean, they were really scandalous outfits.
Right, but it's still a musical, so I mean, I enjoy those.
I went twice.
Right.
I don't know. I guess my floor needs to educate themselves a little more. So, shout out to Second Lindy. What up?
Get educated.
You probably aren't even listening, but what up? All right. So, let's talk about baseball.
Baseball.
They had a 12-game winning streak going into today. They were something and two. Oh, they were 12-2. Actually, they're 12-3. They're 12-3. Conference. And no, sorry, 12-2 in conference, and 22-1 overall. 21-4. 21-3. 21-3.
But they had an awesome record.
Yeah, they had an awesome record. Oh, we got a caller.
Look at this caller.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Hello. Welcome to the Jake and Joe Show.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Whoa, did you hear that?
Yeah, do you have your TV on?
Now we don't.
Now you don't. Okay, okay. Good. Good. Whew, you're scaring us.
Sorry to interrupt your baseball talk.
Oh, you're good.
But we have a joke for you because we remembered to call this week.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. What did Batman put in his drink?
Root beer.
Just ice.
What?
You get it?
Wait. What was the punchline?
Just ice.
Just ice.
Put those together. What do you have?
Batman put it into his drink? Just ice.
You don't get it. It's a very good joke, but
right,
you don't get it.
Ready? Here, try this one.
All right, try this one.
All right. Why are seagulls called seagulls?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be called bagels.
That one's good.
I can't believe you don't get the just ice one, though.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't get it?
No, I mean, I don't know how you don't get it.
Oh, well, try to explain it to me then.
Okay, put just ice together. It's justice. What is Batman all about?
Oh my gosh, that's so dumb. That's the worst joke ever.
I like that joke.
All right.
You ready?
That's all we got.
You ready? I got one.
Okay, bring it.
All right, just a second. It needs to load. This is dumb. Boat this is like joke? A whole website.
What is fake spaghetti called?
Do you know all her jokes, Joe?
No, I just heard what she said and repeated it.
Impasta!
Where do you get these?
This is genius.
You need to publish a book, then.
You got a joke for me?
Alright, so here we go. Because I really don't like cops right now. I'll explain the story later. But this police officer sees an old lady driving and knitting at the same time. So after driving next to her for a while, he yells at her, "Pull over." She replies, "No, a pair of socks." So like pull over, like overalls. It's just a pair of socks she was knitting. Wow. Not a good response at all. That website's things.
All right, I got one. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Frostbite.
Dang it.
Oh, that's a stinky one.
Stinky?
Yeah, no one liked that one. A guy says, "Doctor, doctor, help me, I'm thinking I'm getting smaller." Doctor replies, "Well, you'll just have to be a little patient."
What are the strongest days of the week?
The what?
Strongest days of the week?
Yeah.
Monday. Weekends.
Weekend. The weekdays are all strong weekdays. Never mind.
You ruined that.
What? Okay.
I ruined it.
Wait, what is it? I didn't.
The weekdays.
Right, the weekday.
Because the weekends are really weak.
No, it's the weekends because the weekdays are all weak. Never mind.
If it was the strongest, you wouldn't want to be weak, which would be the weekend.
But they're all weak because it's a week.
Yeah, but it's not.
What does the fish say when it hit the wall?
Out.
Damn.
I think she just swore on the air.
No, technically she didn't.
Yeah, no, it's D-A-M. A damn.
Oh, okay. So, my floor yesterday, before I went to bed, were telling dead baby jokes.
We're not allowed to talk, say those.
I don't think so, but Jeff Dwyer was, like, the main kid doing it. Just saying. And, yep. Like, he made me listen to three of them before I went to bed. It was pretty bad.
Those are, like, horrible.
Jokes are pretty funny, though. But dead baby jokes, those are just crossing the line.
I want to know who came up with the idea of dead baby jokes.
I don't know. Probably, like, a murderer or something. All right, you got another one? Last one? Come on, pull something up.
Help me out, Dan. Yeah, no, I can't.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Why don't blondes eat bananas?
Why?
They can't find the zipper.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Thanks.
Alright. Bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. First call of the night right there.
Yeah,
you know, surprised me. All right, back to baseball.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yes. Currently, there are three teams in the conference tied with a 12-4 record. That's big-time stuff right there.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah. One of the teams we lost to. And I can tell you that football doesn't like them at all.
Is a Benedictine.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're done playing them. The Concordia lost today to Wisconsin Lutheran, 5-3, and then 4-3 in the ninth inning. They lost on a walk-off.
Oh.
Yeah. They play Carthage on Wednesday.
Carthage?
Carthage, whatever. Whatever. And then they play at Edgewood on Saturday, Concordia, Wisconsin on Sunday. That's a home game. And then Tuesday they play Elmhurst. Friday they should play Chicago. And Saturday they play MSOE. That's a doubleheader here. So they got a bulk of a schedule still.
Yeah.
They did in their 12 games go through beating Rockford, Maranatha, Lakeland, Dominican, Aurora, Marion, all single-handedly easy stuff right there.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting. They lost to Benedictine 3-2, and they lost to Benedictine 17-7.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How do you not allow that many runs?
They went on a winning streak of 3-1, 6-3, 23-1, 19-1. 13-3, 10-2, 10-0, 6-1, 7-3, 8-7, 7-3,
6-3. That was a lot of information.
They just went on a killing spree. So yeah, pretty good stuff right there. Hitting, we have no one in the top five for the conference. runs batted in. We have Thomas Gear, who has 26 RBIs on the year. Pitching, we have Kurt. Can you pronounce your fellow classmate's last name?
Is it Campana?
Okay, number 16. He's third in the conference right now with a 2.30
ERA.
Thank you.
That's the stat, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. And then is it Rob Thorson as well? He's fourth with a 2.33 ERA. So those numbers are really, really stellar.
Yes.
You just go by numbers. Dan Kloss has 5 wins. He's leading the win column. The home run, Will Randerson has 4. He's second overall. The guy from Aurora has 8. He must just be jacked. Someone might need to test him for steroids.
That's a pretty steep claim.
Yeah, I know. 8's not that many. stolen bases. We have Jay Morin. Who is this?
Is he on our team?
Joe Morin, yeah.
I've never heard that name before.
He plays third base, apparently.
Huh.
He's number 2. Who is this?
Let me see if I recognize
him. I don't know who that is. He has 12 stolen bases, too, so I feel like that's pretty up there. It's fourth overall in the conference. Strikeouts, Dan Kloss has 36. And then saves, Steve Cox has 7. So, you know, Concordia is up there. They're Bruin represented.
Doing well.
Yeah, agreed. Did you find him?
Yes, I apologize to you, Joe. I've never seen you around campus, and I didn't know.
He's
a senior.
He's on the roster, though.
Yes.
Holy cow.
He's a senior.
All right.
I've never.
So, I know this email hasn't gone out yet, but we're going to talk about it.
What email?
Breaking news. You ready for this? Breaking news.
Ooh, we have breaking news.
President Johnson is retiring in August 2013.
What does that mean exactly?
He's not going to be the president
any
longer.
Well, I know that, but
longer.
Like, what does the president do for us?
You know,
because he's a
lot.
Great guy, I just don't know what he does.
He does a lot, like, you know, fundraising, sort of, make sure that we're, like, all on track, and, like, you know, stuff.
Stuff.
So, yeah, that's pretty insane.
How long has he been president?
You know, a while. I don't know.
Just some time.
Since, I think, 2004. Don't quote me on that. But, yeah. So, he's retiring, which you probably don't remember this, but first time you were probably in the chapel, he gave you, like, a shrine and made you a promise that next time you'd shake your hand, he'd give you a diploma.
But that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen anymore because he's retiring. And so I've actually shook his hand 3 other times, and I've wanted to say, so can I have my diploma yet? And I'm not going to get my diploma from President Johnson now. So next time I shake his hand, I'm definitely going to say, can I get my diploma yet?
I wonder how do they determine the next president?
I think they hire him.
Okay, but like...
I don't know the whole process, but I'm pretty sure you hire a president. They probably take, like, applications and, like, have interviews.
Do you have to have gone to Concordia?
No. No, President Johnson didn't go here.
I thought he did.
I'm pretty sure President Johnson did not. I know this kid.
Who?
Joe Morin.
Oh.
Sorry, back to that. yeah, I know him.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's a pretty quiet guy.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure he's in business.
I think it said sports management.
It did. So I'm surprised you haven't seen him before.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Life, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's... I don't know the whole process. Are you trying to be a president one day at Concordia?
I would love to.
I feel like you would love to do that.
I would love to do that job.
Okay. All
if
right.
If I knew what that job entailed.
So let's hear about, you know, your life. What's happened in the last couple of days?
Nothing huge.
Nothing huge?
I mean, what? What do you want to hear about?
I mean, I heard you were the in the top five most attractive males.
Oh, yes. Apparently. Well, actually, no, that's actually not me. It's Joe Brown without an E.
Oh.
That's who that was.
Oh.
I don't know who that person is.
No way, really?
Yeah, that's different Joe Brown.
Dang, man. He must be your twin or something. No, it's probably not your twin.
Yeah, we're unrelated.
Right, because it doesn't have the E.
But yeah, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about right now,
is it even up anymore?
No, they took it down about 3 o'clock. There was a CUC confessions page on Facebook that I personally thought was really funny.
They had over 200 likes, I'm pretty sure.
I think it got up to like 209 or something.
Dang.
It was only up basically over the weekend, and it was really the most active this morning before it got taken down.
Yeah, I don't even see it anymore.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gone. Basically, you wrote in anonymously and said...
Except you didn't write in anonymously, because that's kind of like...
Well, no, but you sent it into the thing, and they would post what you said anonymously. Whoever was in charge of it. For example, someone wrote in that I am a generous lover. That was a thing that was posted on there.
Dang.
So there are things like that on there that got, you know.
Dang, what was that?
Like I accidentally hit the microphone.
It's like an earthquake in here.
Did you see any of it on there?
I did. I don't remember any of them. I just remember getting an email saying.
You got an email about it?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Nope. It's all right, though.
But yeah, that was kind of the most exciting thing that happened to me in the last few days.
All right, touche. I don't have nothing.
You got nothing?
I was on duty all weekend.
That's awful.
It strictly was, I promise. but I'm done with weekends for the whole entire year.
Nice.
And actually until August, so that's pretty cool. I did work for Windy City Thunderbolts.
What's that?
Minor league baseball team.
Ooh.
In Crestwood.
That's exciting.
They actually play the Rockford. Oh, they were used to be the Rockford Riverhawks, minor league baseball team, Frontier League.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
well, they currently they will play the Aviators. Rockford Aviators is now their new name. And they will play them. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff there. The Cougar Games comes out next Monday, so a stellar 7 days away.
Ooh, the countdown begins.
The countdown begins! I'm not sure about what will happen with the show that day, because there will be a premiere going on. And guess what, Joe?
Yes.
We are working the Relay for Life DJ table.
I am going to be so busy that day.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy because I have this. I'm also on a team. And I have to help out for football.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
I'm so relayed for life.
Don't plan on leaving, bro.
No, I'm going to be there all day.
Yep. You will. You literally will. Me too.
I can't wait, though.
Oh, me neither. It only comes around once a day. I mean, once a year.
Once a day.
Guess what else I got this weekend? Andy's Custard.
What is that? Where is that?
It was down Cicero. Yeah, down Cicero. Like forever and a day. Down it.
Okay. Was it good? Delicious?
Yeah, it was really good. I've also had it in Arkansas. I'm going to show you this picture. Look at that. That's called an Ozark Turtle. It has pecans, caramel, chocolate, two cherries, and custard.
Looks scrumptious.
It was so good. The hardest part was eating it while driving.
That's dangerous. You shouldn't have done that.
I survived.
Oh, okay, but that's illegal.
Is it?
Pretty sure eating while driving is illegal.
No, it's not.
There has to be a rule against...
No, there's not.
Any law and justice majors, please call in and back me up on this.
Please, please call
there
in.
There has to be a law against eating and driving.
I would love to pick your brain right now, law and justice majors. So yeah, please call in, please, because, oh man, we have so much to talk about right now. Let's see. I'm really trying to find this page. I don't even see it. Let's see. I'm pretty sure there are, like, several fake accounts on Facebook, and there's just, like, people adding me. And it's like, I don't even know you.
Of what? Like,
one girl added me the other day, and I was like, I don't even know you.
I don't understand how those people find me.
Oh, here we go. Look. She changed her name to Facebook user.
Oh, that means she's gone forever.
Like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? Oh, guess what happened last week? We got flooded.
Oh yeah, that really screwed everything up for everyone.
Yeah, did you get, how was your apartment?
Our apartment was fine, our basement flooded a little bit.
You live on the second floor or first floor?
It's the first floor, but it's up a little bit. Okay. About, you know, between 5 and 10 feet, I don't know exactly.
Alright, well, I worked on sandbagging.
Oh, I saw that.
That is the road.
That's right, kind of cool.
That is Chicago and Thatcher. That would just be Chicago going towards First Ave.
Mm-hmm.
That was the road. Yeah, there was ducks swimming on it.
I had a friend who, I'm not at liberty to say who this was, but they planned on late at night going and taking those bags down to flood the roads. They thought that would be really funny. And they were getting, you know, they were all wearing black, and they're all ready to do it. They're all gonna like sneak up and do it. And someone said, "You know, if we do this, our socks are gonna get wet." I really don't want wet socks. And everyone in the car was like, "Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Want wet socks."
Oh my god!
So they did all that preparation, and then they're like, "Oh, wet socks."
No way.
And that's what stopped it. Like that's the thing that.
Well, the picture doesn't justify it, but the there's actually like a foot separation between the water and the sandbags.
Yeah.
So even if they took
it's
the
like
sandbags,
kind of a marshy looking.
Yeah, even if they took the sandbags off, it wasn't like they're gonna create a flood.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was you know worth an effort, I guess, or even a thought about maybe.
Just a thought.
I feel like college students have a lot of thoughts, and then they're like, wait, that is not a good idea, because then we're going to get wet socks.
Yeah, it happens to me about 10 times a day, like, well, I really want to do this.
I really want to do a backflip, but I might break my neck.
I really want to go up and make lunch, but then I have to get out of bed. That's kind of how...
Who knows why you're in bed at lunchtime?
I don't know.
All right. So yeah.
What else can we talk about?
I had something, but I totally forgot. Let me play a song because
let's do that.
We haven't done that yet at
you
all.
You have the new Fallout Boy on your iPod?
No. Do you want to find it?
I have it on mine.
Oh, here then. Here, take this.
Here. Oh, I love it. It's just.
This will bring in an audience that we haven't actually experienced with.
This is Miss Missing You. From the new Fall Out Boy album.
Yes.
Time for me.
We are back.
Hi.
That one creepy guy.
What about the creepy guy?
I don't know. Apparently we talked about a one creepy guy once.
Hmm.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Several.
Okay. You want to name some? Or I go off?
People that walk way too slow.
Oh my gosh!
Like in the halls?
Yes!
People that ask dumb questions in class.
Oh,
and when I say dumb questions, I don't mean, like, you know, why don't you know that? Like, questions that don't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
So, why is the sky blue?
Well, like, I have a guy in a class that, like, we'll be talking about, like, business stuff, and he'll be like, well, did you ever think about how Target does this, this, and this? And it's like, that's not what we're doing. Better talk about how to, you know, market things.
I have two guesses for that that we will, on the next commercial break, we will discuss when the mics aren't on. Because I'm pretty sure I know who it is. But I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to be that guy. All right. Well, for me, if I'm spending a lot of time on Facebook, the last thing I want to see is someone liking a picture from any amount of time ago. Because that's just like showing, hey, I'm creeping on you hardcore right now,
yeah.
And I hope you know it.
I really hate those, like if you love God,
oh,
ignore
yeah.
if you hate him. Or it'll be like if you love your family, ignore if you want your grandma to die. I've seen that. That was a real thing that I saw on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like, and I don't like it because I don't want anyone to have to, you know, have that obligation.
Wow. Yeah. That's messed up right there, man.
That's one of, I like Facebook a lot, but there's a lot about it that I hate.
Right. Yeah. I totally understand. We have 10 minutes left. Can you believe it?
What are some of your other pup peeves? Because this is kind of, I love talking about this kind of stuff.
I hate smokers. Hate them.
I don't hate smokers.
I can't. I just can't breathe. The other night, I went walking or running, and I passed smokers, and I was just like, thought I was going to die.
Huh. I actually really like the smell of cigarette smoke.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's odd.
I don't smoke or anything. I never have. I just really like the smell of cigarette smoke.
All right. Let's see.
What else can we...
Oh, man. I can't stand a talker in class. I know that sounds really weird because it's a class and that's what you're supposed to do. But, like, if you're not even talking about anything relevant, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. Like, where the sound go? Oh, there it is.
Oh, it was just a notification to let me know the Chicago Bulls have beat Brooklyn tonight.
That's 1-1 then.
90-82. What up, Brooklyn? Take that.
All right.
Go back. Sorry.
Oh, I don't even know what I was talking about.
Irrelevant stuff.
Oh, like...
The student's like, oh my gosh.
Like, they're not paying attention. They're just off in the back talking about something that doesn't matter.
And like, then the teacher sees them and is like, hey, you got a question? And then he's like, yeah, I do. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, shut up. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said shut up on the radio.
You're good. I hate when you're watching SportsCenter and, like, it's really bad with football. They'll, like, overanalyze things.
Oh, yeah.
They'll, like, be like, and the quarterback, he threw it just right here. He just threw it up and the receiver caught it.
Yeah.
Receiver adjusted. I hate that because they make it sound like these guys are just every little thing. They know what they're doing.
Like John Gruden's really good at that.
Yeah.
Like on the
no one's ever just lucky. No one ever just makes a good,
right? You
know, a good catch.
They're
it's
just
always
stellar.
A perfect throw, right where he could get it. Only him.
Oh my god.
I hate that.
Let's see. I don't know. I feel like I have a lot.
I have a lot more that I can't think of right now.
Right. This is drawing a blank.
I hate people that laugh at their own jokes all the time.
Ooh, that's actually one of my pet peeves, too. I can't stand, like, a comedian that just, like, cracks up. He can't even finish a joke.
Like, that's kind of what I don't like about Dane Cook. He'll be in the middle of his you know, his set, and all of a sudden just go,
That's just not funny, Dane Cook. Dane Cook, that's not funny.
He kind of fell off the face of the earth. Where's he been?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at all, actually.
Because he exploded. I don't think he's done anything in like 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years is a good, good amount.
That's totally a guess. I have no idea.
Why did the monkey cross the road?
To get to the other tree?
Actually, that's inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I started reading that. Like, I got to the ending and I was like, oh, that's awkward. Why did the redneck cross the road? This is going to be a good one.
I have no idea.
He wanted to sleep in the ditch on the other side.
Can we say redneck? Isn't that considered like a racist term?
I don't know. This is like borderline. I'm going to let you read it or your disclaimer read it.
Let's see.
While I read the promo of the week. You ready? Looking to get involved and meet new friends? Come join CAB. CAB is responsible for a variety of student activities, such as organizing fun campus events and activities for students. Want to know what's going on? Stop by a meeting and join the fun. Meetings are held every Monday night at 5:15 p.m. in the back left corner of the cafeteria by the windows. That is a CAB promo.
Promo.
Promo time.
I think that joke is totally appropriate.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Why did the one-handed man cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the second-hand store. Oh my gosh, this is what our show came to, man. Can you believe that? Telling jokes.
I'm on another site. This isn't even a joke. It says, people will believe anything if you whisper it. That's really true.
It's so true. Because my teacher on Friday said, guys, you will have a quiz on Monday. And then we're all like, oh my gosh, we're going to have a quiz on Monday. And then guess what?
That's a horrible example.
We didn't even have a quiz on Monday.
That's just your teacher lying.
Actually, he never actually said that. I was just trying to make an emphasis
story.
That's
a pretty bad example. You could be like, hey, I'm wearing 4 pairs of underwear. No one would second guess you because you're whispering.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would actually believe that. Because I don't know how many people wear 4 pairs of underwear.
Okay, if I whispered it, though, you'd be like, is he serious?
That is a big amount.
You'd be thinking about it.
That'd be a big amount of underwear.
Right.
And when you pay $2.25 for laundry, that's just unheard of.
Sometimes, people are crazy sometimes.
I guess, man. 4 pairs of underwear, man. I'd have to do laundry every day. Nah, just kidding.
I was going to say you have 4 pairs of underwear and that's it.
That's just kidding. I'm just kidding. Wow. Let's see. I'm trying to get on Twitter. People. Also, CAB. I will be co-presidents of that next year.
Is CAB?
CAB, Campus Activities Board.
I knew that.
They're the ones that plan like spring formal.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, that kind of fun stuff. So that's pretty cool. Our, what's her face? Morgan. She's going to be the vice president of the student body.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the president?
His name's Josh.
Josh what?
He was a runner.
Oh, I know who that is.
See, I don't even need to tell you that. Because he's an athlete.
Yeah.
See how that works, guys? When you become on the Jake and Joe show, you begin to know everyone.
Everyone.
And then their mom. And dad.
That's a lie.
And family.
Those are lies.
Okay, those are lies then. Sorry to lie to you people.
You shouldn't lie.
Yep, I apologize. My fault. So Joe, here we go. We got 3 minutes left. What sport are you most anticipating for next year?
College football.
College football. You hear that?
Yes.
Folks, college football. All right, Joe. Now, what Concordia sport are you most anticipating next year?
Football.
Okay. I think I see a common theme here.
Yeah. What about you?
I actually can't wait, because I think they're going to do great things next year, which is the women's basketball team.
I agree with that.
If you think about it, they only lost one player, and it's just like, holy cow, you only lost one player.
That extra experience is really going to help.
And he's bringing in, like, a ton of people.
Is he?
I've given tours. I gave a tour today to a girl coming here.
Huh.
He's bringing in some solid people.
Ooh.
And he's getting a transfer from Benedictine. I think that's news now. I don't know if I broke that. I'm sorry. he's getting some solid players right now. So I think the song tells us it's the end of the show.
For us to go.
Yep. You guys all have a great night. Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
See you next week.
Yep, bye.
This is Jake and Joe Show on WCGR 88.5 FM, The Underground.
The end.
Many hurting hearts are crying.